Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the August 18th, 2022 meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt?
Here.
England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Carpin?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Sheets?
Here.
And Hay.
Here. Quorum is present, and we'll move on to introduction and the calendar. First, I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's telephone conference call meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their phone microphones only when speaking. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. The first item of business is the election of officers. Brenda, if you could just remind the members the of the positions that we select.
Okay, we need a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary.
Okay, and currently the members holding those positions are myself as the chair, Glenn as the vice, and Greg as the secretary. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. We'll start out with open the floor for nominations for a chairman of the Board of Minerals Environment. Open the floor.
Carpin here, nominate Larson.
Motion by Carpin to nominate Rex Haig, current chairman. Is there a second?
Second by Peterson.
Seconded by Peterson. Are there further nominations for chairman of the board? Any further nominations?
Are you going to bring rolls at the next meeting?
If we could ever get together physically, I'm happy to do that.
Not that.
All right. Motion that nominations cease. Is there a second to that?
Carpin seconds.
Carpin seconds. Okay. Nominations have ceased for chairman. Secretary, call the roll on the election of Rex Haig as chairman of the Board of Minerals Environment.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
Then Haig.
Aye. Motion carries. I'm re-elected as the chairman of the board. Now, open nomination for vice chairman of the Board of Minerals and Environment.
Morris nominates Bloomberg. Or Blumhardt, I'm sorry.
Either one. Motion by Morris, Glenn Blumhardt is the vice chair. Is there a second?
Carpin,
second.
I heard Carpin first, so I got the second by Carpin. Further nominations for vice chairman of the board. Any further nominations for vice chairman? Hearing that, I'll close the nomination process and move to the vote. Glenn being the only one to receive the nomination, secretary will call the roll on the election of Glenn Blumhardt as the vice chair of the Board of Minerals and Environment.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
And Hag?
Aye. Motion carries. Glenn is reelected as the vice chairman of the board. Third nomination is for secretary of the board. And open the floor to nominations for secretary.
Blumhardt nominates Greg Greenfield.
Motion by Blumhardt to nominate Greg Greenfield. Is there a second?
Second. Englund seconds.
Seconded by Englund. Any further nominations for the position of secretary of the Board of Minerals Environment? Any further nominations? Hearing none, I will close the nomination process, and Secretary may call the roll. The election of Greg Greenfield as secretary of the board.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Englund?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hag?
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Greenfield is elected secretary of the board. All right, the next item is on the... Go ahead.
Rex, it's Greg. My only note or asterisk to that would be I have not been reappointed by the governor, so Brenda should make a note.
Greg, according to the statute, they have 120 days to either reappoint or replace you. And if that does not happen, you're automatically considered reappointed.
All right.
Yeah, there's a few of our members in limbo right now. And so we'll maybe address that matter with the secretary to see if there's any progress on that. All right, we'll move to the next order of business, which is the approval of the minutes of June 16th, 2022. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes? Any further? Motion by Carpin to approve the minutes of June 16th, 2022 as presented. Is there a second?
Blumhardt second.
Motion is moved and seconded. Any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Secretary call roll on approval of the minutes of June 16th, 2022 as presented.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Englund?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hag?
Aye. Motion carries. Minutes of June 16th are approved. Move on to the next item, mining issues on the calendar. I understood Brett Graves is going to handle that, as I understand. So, Mr. Graves?
Yes, I'm available to answer any questions.
Any questions of the board on the consent calendar on the mining issues? Looks like there's some releases of liability and some other items on there. I'm sure members have had a chance to review that. Any questions concerning the consent calendar, or any member wish to remove something from the consent calendar for separate action?
Mr. Chairman, this is John Sheets.
Mr. Sheets, go ahead.
I just want to verify when that each of those that are released, each of those items on the list are released, they are actually observed and go through a checklist to make sure all the requirements are met for reclamation, just for the record.
That is correct. Each site is physically inspected by myself and Tom Klein. We take pictures. Sometimes we fly the drone over the site if need be to take video, and we write an inspection report. as well for the file.
Very good.
No, I just wanted to make sure that that is done because we're relying on the department's careful scrutiny of a lot of these sites and recommendations, and we're voting on something that, you know, we need to make sure is done correctly. That's all.
Oh, good point, and thank you, Brett, for clarifying your procedure on that. All right, any further questions concerning the consent calendar? If there are no more questions, then entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Morris moves.
Motion by Morris to approve the consent calendar. Second.
Peterson, second.
Second by Peterson. Any further discussion or questions on the consent calendar? Hearing none, Secretary call the roll on approval of the consent calendar.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield? Greg Greenfield?
Yeah, aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Consent calendar is approved. Before we move into the public comment period, I did want to request from the department for our next meeting an update on the PowerTech matter. It's my understanding there's some court ruling, there was a court ruling as regards to the tribe. And if we could just get an upgrade as to the status of where that's at for our next meeting, I would appreciate that.
We'll let Bobby know.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, we move into the public comment period. In accordance with SDCL 1-25-1, this is the time where the public may make a comment or ask a question concerning matters before the board. So at this time, I will open that question-answer period, if comment period from the public. So again, please identify yourself if you've called in to do that, and or you're present in peer, and we'll entertain those comments. Is there anyone there that would like to wish to make a comment?
Mr. Chairman, there's no one in the office in peer here, and I received no request for the dial-in information from the public.
Okay, thank you for that. Last call for public comment before we move on. Hearing none, move to the next item, which is our next meeting, September 15th. What are you seeing on that, Brenda?
Right now, as far as I know, I don't have anything. I'm sure there'll be mining issues, right, Brett? He must have hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, we always get certainly plenty of notice to do that, mm-hmm. Whether we need to change or move the meeting into October, or whether we need to be present in peer. So we'll keep the members up to speed on that.
Okay.
Any further business come before the board?
I did want to let you know that the governor's office is working on reappointments and new appointments for all the boards. And we did receive word from the governor's office earlier this week that Gary Haig has been appointed to replace Denny. Gary formerly worked for the department in the groundwater program. I have not received the paperwork yet, but that was just an email we got from the governor's office saying he was going to be appointed. So that's the only one I know so far. The other two for the BME I haven't heard back on yet.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm not familiar with him as a relative. How does he spell his last name?
It's H-A-A-G.
Okay. The other Higgs.
Mm-hmm. He's from out in the hills. I think he works for the... I think he's retired from Forest Service. Yeah.
That'd be super. That's super. I'm sure you'd have a lot to bring to the board.
Yep. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Any member have any further business before the board?
This is Darrell Ingla. Just a question. We received the large-scale mining permit application and that for Simon Contractor. And I assume that was just for information purposes. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is Eric Holm. It is for your information purposes under ARSD 74-2901-18. We're required to send the board a copy of our recommendation, and as of anybody we send a recommendation to, you have 7 days to submit a petition to have a contested case hearing on the matter if you choose to do so. Otherwise, if we don't hear from anybody, the department automatically issues the permit.
Okay. It's interesting in that they're opening up a fairly good-sized one southwest of Pringle, and Pete Lean is seizing operations on one that's in the same similar area or close to it, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the other one is 9 miles southwest.
Yeah. Pete Lean's is south of there. They don't have a lot going on right now for any limestone demand down there, so they put that in their temporary station. And this one, it's an existing quarry that's been mined for many years, and they're just putting it under permit so it can cover any use of the limestone for ag purposes. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's all I got, Chairman Hayes.
All right. Thank you for that. Eric, is that also published?
Our recommendation, though, with regulations, we are only required to mail it to the operator, the county commission, interested persons, the review agencies, and the board. There is no publication requirement. So.
Okay. All right. Any further questions before we adjourn? Right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
England moves.
Motion by England. Is there a second?
Parker seconds.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Secretary, call the roll. Adjournment.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.